بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد Despondency and losing hope in the mercy of Allah تبارك وتعالى is not a quality of a believer. A believer, a person who has iman, has full hope in Allah سبحانه وتعالى and very importantly والقدر خيره وشره من الله تعالى. Destiny, fate is only and solely from Allah تبارك وتعالى. Once we have this belief that everything is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no matter what happens in a person's life, he is always happy. Because he understands that I am a slave of Allah, Allah is my supreme master. Whatever Allah ta'ala decides is best for me. Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam in his life also, he understood the predestiny of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and he was contented with this. In this also we will find that yaqeen, muhabbat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will increase in a person's heart. If he tells his heart to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and totally he's satisfied. There's a quality that is called al-ridha bil-qadha, to be happy with the destiny Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has a portion for a person. Ulama explained that whatever Allah ta'ala decides, every decision comes only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When a person hears of anything, there's an extension in the lockdown. He says, "Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un." This is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he accepts it wholeheartedly, having true yaqeen, faith, no despondency, hope in the mercy of Allah. Ya Allah, this is best for me. I have no objection whatsoever. You are the master. I am the slave. Allah can execute. Allah can make a decision as He wishes. We are happy with it. To the extent ulama explain that to be so happy with the destiny of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala for myself, with the entire ummah of Nabi Ali salatu wasalam, that when any decision is made against me or in my favor, to show such an attitude, such a face to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as if Ya Allah was happy, as if I wanted this to happen, I have no objection whatsoever. In the Quran Sharif, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam, who lost both his sons. First was Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, then bin Yamin, who we call Benjamin. And here, after many years, he tells his sons that go and inquire about Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam and his brother bin Yamin. And he tells them, after so many years, go and look for them. And do not despair of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for indeed, only those that do not believe in Allah despair of the mercy of Allah. So from here we understand that to have despondency, to lose hope, not to think good of Allah, this is not the quality of a believer. So first he didn't say under this ayat in Surah Yusuf, ayat number 87, it was after the passage of such a long time that Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam asked his sons to go and search for Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam and his brother bin Yamin, and not to lose hope in finding them. Before this, he had never given an order of this nature. All these things were subservient to the divine destiny of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Meeting them earlier than that was not destined. Therefore, no such action was taken either to go and look for them. And now the time to meet had arrived. Therefore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put in his heart the way out appropriate to it. When a person confines himself and he hands himself over to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, Allah will guide his heart. Even though there may be a lockdown, when things will open up, how Allah will send the rosy, how Allah will open His doors. And Allah opens His doors unlike us. We open the door maybe halfway, quarterway to see who is there. And Allah opens His door, Allah opens it full. And Allah will send the barakah, Allah will send the happiness. Then the iman of a mu'min will increase because he knew this was from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala grant us the understanding of this. And very quickly, there was once a businessman also, once during a flood, slept in his shop, and he said the entire night he sees the water rising in his supermarket, and the sugar and the flour begins to get wet. He thinks to himself, I just started the business. All my capital invested in here. What will I do now? How will I come out? Locked up in his shop, how do I come out from my debts and from the shop also? Next morning the workers come, he begins to clean the stock out. How will I sell damaged goods? He says at that time, Allah's taqdeer, Allah's destiny, we are happy. At that time a collector comes for funds for the madrasa. He says I possibly had a 20 or 30 rand last in my pocket. He says I took out some of it or all of it and I gave it to him. And he says, Allah Akbar, I couldn't believe. Within a few days, those damaged goods also, which I told the customers were damaged, they were prepared to buy it at full price. He said, I made a profit on damaged goods because the market needed it. They came and they bought everything out. Allah's destiny for us, we are totally happy because we are the slaves of Allah and He is our Supreme Master. May Allah give us the tawfiq to understand. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.